Welcome everyone to day 28 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. To begin, let's take a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just let yourself settle into your seat, into your body, into present moment awareness, open-hearted, open mind. And continuing our discussion of motivation, the next inner resource. So thinking about resilience is not just being able to bounce back from things, but also to move forward. And today I wanted to draw your attention to the thing that it takes to move forward or to make a change, which is we have to be outside of our comfort zone. Not my first choice, but I want to invite you to just notice what is your comfort zone, particularly if you're trying to make a change or if life is handing you a change, like aging, or you're trying to move towards a goal, or you're trying to practice more consistently, for example, all those things. So noticing, what's your relationship to your comfort zone and your ability and willingness or openness to step out of it? And how do you step out of your comfort zone? Because that's really the first step into learning or changing or shifting. So being willing to step out of that comfort zone, to know where it is, and to be willing to step out of it. That's your homework for today. And it could be, even in the formal practice, just staying a little bit more still a little longer, or staying with the technique just a little bit longer. So the practice, the formal practice, is sort of the sandbox to start to do that. And then you can take it out into the world. So being a little bit more patient with yourself on the cushion, patient with yourself as you change. So shifting to the formal practice, again, taking your seat, feeling that sense of ground, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. And from that ground, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front. Softening to any change that life might be handing you or you might be aspiring for yourself. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.